What's up, everybody? It's your boy AK, and you're listening to The Slow Burn, now available on Spotify, iTunes, Station Head, and Anchor.
Tonight we have Christiana with us. She's a wonderfully talented artist, very beautiful, very lyrical.
Yes.
Lyrics are, they will touch a soul. They will touch a soul. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself real quick?
Yes. I'm Christiana, as you just said. I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm from California originally. I moved to Georgia about 6 years ago. Started singing very young. Started writing poems first, then I started singing, then I went into hiding. I struggled with depression a majority of my life, so during that season, God was very strategic, because music became, like, not only, I wouldn't say my outlet, I think it became, like, my lifeline. I wrote majority of the songs that I had in my archives during that dark, long season. But what's so beautiful about that is that I have songs of inspiration, you know what I mean? Songs of resilience that I hope to encourage others.
Nice.
I love that. I love it. So guys, we originally met this young lady at an event we were at maybe 2 weeks ago. We saw, I forget, Bunch and Bubbly, which was, it was so inspired to reach the mental, it was a mental health event. So with me being there, and I have battled mental health issues, and just, you know, we all have that piece of us that we do not want to share, mm-hmm. or we kind of feel like it throws us off. But honestly, that makes us human. Mm-hmm. Your brain is made differently. When you're in the world, and the world teaches you how to operate differently than where you're genetically structured to be,
yeah.
we're all going to have some type of refiring
in our brains. So I battle personally with bipolar and depression and also anxiety. So those are my, anxiety is something that I'm really trying to get a grasp on. But it's It's like you living in the past and the present and the now all at the same time. So it's like you don't know if you are literally, it's like you get triggered a lot. It's like, okay, am I reliving my past or am I in my future mode? But right now is all I want to be. And it's like, I just want to feel the now emotions, but you're so cluttered with the past and where you're going in your future. When none of us know where our future takes us, we know where we want to go. But what if we, that's not our plan?
Exactly.
And then with the past, why do we still live there? We can't go back. We can't go back. Like, it's dead to us. Like, I literally try now to live the world with how it's created for us.
Yeah.
The sun goes down, the sun comes up. When the sun goes down, the sun don't bring back yesterday with it. Mm-hmm. It's in the moment. It's in the now. And so meeting her, the song that she just sung is called Grow. Now, my name is Queen Ro, my name is Roshonda, but her lyrics, if you listen to the song, it drew me in, not just because it's a row, like, row your boat, that's always what people will call me in school. So when she said that line in her song, like, or the rowing of life, you know, it made me realize, because I, for the longest, was like, why my mama named me? Like, I don't understand what Roshonda is, like, it just felt like it was just, like, a made-up name. But yeah, it is. It's creative. So I want us black people, I'm talking to you, stop thinking that you can't name your child a name that they can't pronounce. We're throwing it out the window. Because everything has a meaning. And I'm saying that to say her song gave my life meaning to me, if that makes any sense to you guys. Like, it's like I feel like I'm the most resilient person that I know. Like, when I'm up that water, and I don't know how to swim, but I swim. Like, I'm like, you know, I'm not going to drown today. I'm going to keep paddling. I'm going to keep paddling. I'm going to let the water take me. So I'm like, I'm a rock queen real proudly.
Yes, yes.
Like,
yes.
That's me. Like, she get, you don't understand what you did to me. That's like, she opened my world to something that I think I never felt before. Like, which is hearing that you can't overcome the shit you've been through.
Yeah.
Like, that was only a moment to make you stronger. Like, the water that's coming up past you, you paddling it backwards, right? You moving the shit out your way. Like, you just like,
right?
Like, I can get through this. And with her, she's saying that, she's telling us that she was in that space. She was in there and she was writing this from her hurt. She was writing this from her depression. Like, just because you're depressed, this is Mental Health Awareness Month, right? Just because you're depressed does not mean you're stuck.
Yeah.
Use that and channel what you're feeling and put it out.
Yeah.
She wrote a beautiful song for, I'm saying for me. It might have been for her, but it was for me.
It was a message for the people that touched
you. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't sleep on your pain because you may be helping someone else.
Yes, definitely.
So, I don't know. I'm thankful for you here
today. I'm thankful for you.
And I'm thankful.
You are speaking to me right now. Yeah, you are.
See? We're exchanging gifts right now.
We're actually mental health twins. So I'm bipolar. Like, we're like the bipolar depression anxiety. And at one point, Mona knows, with psych tendencies.
Okay.
Where it was extreme.
Yeah.
But now I'm a little more balanced out. Mm-hmm. But at one point, they said that I had psychosis. It was that bad. But man, I gave all the glory to God. Like, we're the diagnosis
with
twins. I don't know if you can have,
we're false siblings.
Diagnosis, twins.
When we talk about the spiritual realm or whatever, I do feel like you are matched there.
Mm-hmm.
And you do meet these people in the physical world.
Definitely.
So, hey. She what she just spoke made is real. Like, I'm connected to her in a way that I didn't know until she sung a song that had my name.
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's amazing to me.
We have 2 guest comments. One said, "You're very passionate about your music."
Oh, thank you.
And it's really hard to balance, you know, having your anxiety and depression and bipolar issues with everything else that you have going on. I don't deal with bipolar and depression, but I have anxiety like a motherfucker. It's crazy. It's really crazy. But there's, I don't even know what way to get over how to get over it. Like, how do you get over something like that? Like,
right.
I can let go of the past because I'm the type of person to be like, all right, well, I just need to push forward, keep driving, you know, keep pushing. You know?
Yeah.
But now it's like, you know, I hate saying this, as an artist, as a creative, like, it's mostly about my work that I get very worked up about. Like, my life, I try to keep it plain and simple so I don't have anxiety about my life.
Got it.
My life is just like, I just like to be like, hey, you're not doing right, bye. Or, hey, you're not treating me well, like, you gotta go. You're not paying me enough, you gotta go.
Yeah,
like, I'm not gonna be stressed out about that. But my work is where it comes from. And that's why I started my brand Chicken Treehouse, to, you know, target artists and creators with anxiety and depression and things like that. So it really does mean a lot to me that, you know, there are other people out here, you know, battling with the same issues and are able to talk about it in front of the people, in front of a live audience.
In front of a live
audience.
Yeah. Because I think that's where we are now. When we start speaking about what's keeping us held back, it's going to make other people do the same.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm comfortable. They're comfortable with speaking about this, so I can be comfortable with sharing the same thing. Because we're all going through the same exact thing. Like, somebody you know is suffering today. And they may have not reached out to you, but if this is hitting you right now, you have not checked on your mom, your auntie, your sister, whoever, call them right now. Just let them know that they're loved and you care about them. Because I have people in my world that I know, it's always like I tell AK all the time, you play two roles in your life. You're a student and a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I feel like I am still learning, as always, because you guys know I have my free journey. I was talking about being yourself and learning yourself and growing.
Yeah.
But then also, when you get to a point, you have to teach the things you know. If someone comes to you, let's say me, because I know that I've been suicidal before or I've had these thoughts, I can now help coach another young woman or another young man to that's not an option.
Yes,
you pick your stuff up and you get it back together.
Yes.
Offering your stuff is not an option. Like, when you start to know God, I'm just going to go there. Know God, know the universe, you'll realize that this is not the end. The human flesh is not the end.
Yeah.
You're learning. This is a learning experience. I always like to say fear. It's not real. It's false.
It is.
So that's something you have to kill in itself. And with him, what you're just saying, your business gives you anxiety. That means that you're afraid.
And that's what I was going to hit on. Like, I see a lot of people, you know, out here doing great things, and I see great work. The show that I was telling you about earlier, I don't know, I forgot. Exposure. The name of it is Exposure.
Okay, I'm going
to look that up. Check it out.
Okay,
if you're
well.
Into photography and creativeness, check it out. But I was watching it earlier, and this guy, I felt like he had so much potential. And from my opinion, I felt like he was one of the best photographers there.
Mm-hmm.
He was literally the first one to go home. And when I tell you, like, I was like, this guy's great, and he just got sent home. I know it's a competition, but he just got sent home, and his work was great. Now, granted, the competition that he was in, he didn't do his best on, because he got a little cocky and headstrong about it.
Got it.
Saying, like, you know, this is my work, so I know, you know, basically that one.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, I'm so critical of everything I do. Like, even the shoot we did earlier, I'm like, oh, I hope I can edit these pictures and make them come out right. Like, I just hope everything.
Y'all, the pictures
is
cute.
Really? <Right. Okay. laughs> I saw something on Instagram that spoke to me. Actually, it was real funny. It resonated with me. It said that it had the question, what do you do with your art?
Mm-hmm.
And the response was, you stare at it till you hate it.
And that's right.
That's what
he was doing.
Exactly. Like, and I'm like, yeah. I do the same, right?
But they came out amazing. I'm like, okay. If you edit these, they're going to be even more amazing.
Right.
And that's why it's so important to have, like, you know, like, like-minded people around. Not only like-minded people, but people who actually see you for who you are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they can like, help you to see your potential.
Yeah.
Right? And even when anxiety comes, and
it's
even when the depression comes,
always the friends
right?
and the family, bro. They
right?
come through. When I tell you,
these
two, and my mom, like, and my cousin,
they help clear the
like,
smoke.
That's so true.
We have to
have that.
No, they, and it's so funny because the smoke always comes to do one thing. It's to help. It attacks our self-worth. Ooh, right? Like at the root of it all is I'm afraid of not being enough in some shape or form.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then our art is who we are, mm-hmm. right? So it just makes sense that anxiety will attack your art,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because that's where your life kind of flows from. You know right. what I mean? That inspiration and yeah. what makes you.
That makes sense.
Right? Just flip it and
yeah.
just put it into our work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I hate that artists have to be so damaged, but we're here, damn it.
That's true.
We yes, are here.
Choke that, then they've got you. Then,
yeah.
You know, it has gotten your life.
Yeah.
Anxiety has gotten you. Depression has gotten you. So, like, I would encourage anyone, like, whatever your gift is, use it. Use it in your pain. You know, use it however you want to use it. Like, and that's what I had to do. I got to that point where I'm just like, you know, if all I have is dark, depressive songs, guess what? I'm using the gift, right?
Right.
And it got me through. I'm not, like, you guys, I've been, like, literally suicidal since I was 14. Like,
yeah.
that's why I'm still here. You know,
yeah.
I remember one day I was in bed just crying, and I remember I heard God speak to me, and he said, like, your songs are not only going to deliver others, but it's going to deliver you. And
see?
Literally
she doing her work.
No,
y'all.
Literally that I would have to listen to my own songs to remind myself, whoa, keep going.
Yes.
Keep going, right? Like you I would have to remind myself. You know what I mean? So the gift is not only to share with others, to inspire others, but the gift is to help you keep going. The gift is your life. It is your life. It's that thing that breathes life into you. So don't stop.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
well
God,
that
is so,
yes. I've been jewels on the channel. I love it.
It.
I love it. Yeah, she definitely gave me chills.
Yeah. But I really appreciate the fact that you do that for artists, because a lot of artists, even if they, you know, because most artists don't like to listen to other artists just because they don't want to like
That's
mimic
true.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually realized that about myself as well. But it's good that you're out here, you know, projecting that type of energy so that the artists and people that are listening can take, you know, do that and, like, just
yeah.
feel grounded, feel comfortable
yeah,
with themselves
yeah.
and feel like they can keep pushing.
Yeah, you can. You can. It's possible.
So how would they like to keep that thing?
Yeah, actually, that dark season that I went into was because of the anxiety. So I got like a scholarship to do music when I was I think it was like 13 or 14. And then so I started, it didn't quite work out because of the depression.
Right.
I got sidetracked, but so I was, you know, touring around Hollywood. Like,
okay.
I had managers and stuff like that, and I was doing great, and then the anxiety gripped me. So it got to the point where like I was so anxious that I would get on stage and just like freak out. I would just freak out. Either I would freeze or start crying or run
yeah.
off the stage every single time. And then, you know, I wipe my eyes and I'll get back up and I'll do it. But my mom felt like that was just too much, like, labor. It was too much pressure on me.
Especially
like,
yeah.
as a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
yeah. So, you know, the young ladies who actually gave me the scholarship, they were really encouraging me. They said, I really see something in you. Keep going. My mom, she felt like, you know, it's not the right thing to just keep pushing her. Mm-hmm. Even though to this day I don't want to push her. But anyway, but so what happened was when I stopped using that gift, it almost like it caused me to fall deeper into depression. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Because isolation,
yeah.
like that's what the depression anxiety it wants to isolate you.
Yes.
So it can start talking to
yes.
you. Right? And say, oh really, you really think you have a gift? Like you really think that's gonna do something?
Right.
Like, yeah, you fell. You know what I mean? Like you're here. It starts to speak to you. So, you know, and then now looking in hindsight, my mom's like, you know what, I would have actually pushed you because isolation started planting mm-hmm. lies in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So I became so insecure about like my lyrics, my music, my voice. I was like, so I became so afraid to even go out in public. So all of my songs, everything, I played it to the wall or to
mm-hmm.
God or to my mom or to my family for a long time. And then in college, I, you know, did some open mics here and there. But I honestly, maybe about 4 years ago, I just started coming out again and singing in public. But it's not something that I've done consistently because I do have those seasons where, yeah, it's a little tougher than others, you know what I mean? And I just want to extend some grace to artists that are struggling. A lot of the times, like, we compare ourselves to people who aren't struggling,
mm-hmm.
you know, in that area, and there's nothing like a mental health challenge. There's
right.
nothing like it. There's nothing like it. There's just nothing like it because it's really difficult for people to see your pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because you're not bleeding and you're, you know, You know, and not to discount the fact that, you know, physical illness, it's a huge deal. But when you're not bleeding out of your head, people just think you're good.
Yeah. But it's so many, I always use Robin Williams as the example for me.
Yeah. That's a good
one. Like, he made us laugh in all these movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've watched Mrs. Doubtfire, is still my favorite movie until this day.
But it's like,
literally. And he was battling.
Yeah, he was battling
depression, being depressed the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, and then when you do not let people know. That's why I'm happy that we are being vocal and letting them know that we're struggling. Because when you don't grab hold of your struggle, you lose the battle.
Yes, you do.
And we have had so many people that just lost the battle because they didn't know who to talk to about it. Because he could have told his wife and his kids, but he was like, no, probably. That's too much to put on them.
Yeah.
And we always think about the other person and not letting ourselves know, like, no, I need help because I don't feel myself anymore. And I'm seeing it in kids. Like, they're being more vocal about what's happening.
That's good. That's good.
Yes.
Because kids who can be outspoken and be themselves nowadays, it's just amazing for progression.
Yeah,
for us as Black people.
I love it because you should let your. I do feel mental health things are important for kids.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what they go through in school. Me myself, I was bullied because I was dark skinned and I was a little chunkier when I was younger. But today, kids get bullied for anything other than just their skin tone and how they dress.
Yeah.
It could be because their mama don't drive this type of car, or they live in this type of neighborhood, or whatever the case may be, which is right across the street from other neighborhoods. Because we live in Atlanta. You can live in a nice neighborhood across the street. You can live in the ratchet neighborhood on the top. But I don't. The whole point is like kids see all of that and they feel more pain than we even know.
Yeah.
And they don't talk to their parents. They'll talk to kids. Yeah. And kids don't know how to help another kid.
They don't. Yeah. They don't know how to process it.
They don't know.
They don't know how to process it.
I think I'm thankful for more teachers in our generation. Like the teachers are being younger. Like not younger, but. Our generation of teachers, like between the ages of 25 and 30.
We got more woke teachers.
Yes.
That honestly, are more aware.
All the trends that they have online or whatever, they have like a certain trend for like teacher appreciation day and things like that. And I've seen TikToks with teachers in it just, you know, showing off their classroom and things like that. Yeah. I'm like, bro, I wish not only that I have as many teachers that care, not saying that I didn't have any, because I had some that care, but we know that not everyone has that, you know, privilege of having someone who cares about your education and about your
privilege. Yeah.
And about your family.
Yeah, exactly.
I know I have friends that are teachers that will sit down with their kids even after school. Like, they don't even have to be really past this point. But they're here teaching, guiding, helping these kids. And I think it's a great thing to do.
It is. Us being in school or when we were in school, I do remember at some point we did have like the moment of silence so you could just, you know, be at oneself. Okay. And I do remember at the ending of school, like when I was graduating from high school, that no longer existed. Yeah. Now, I do hope that it's something that is incorporated back in schools because we do need to set the intention of our day. Like, I know they didn't want to take it because of God and prayer, but I do feel like me being in zone with myself. Like 10 minutes before the day starts for me to be dealing with other people's energy is necessary. And that's what kids are the most closest to being open, I guess the word I'm looking for. Like they receive all energies.
Yes,
like they're the most pure. So they can sense any and everything. Like a child will know their mom is mad before the mom even said. So it's like, we need to stop treating children as if they are just, you know, children. Treat them like they're people. They're human beings. Yes. You're molding them. Because a lot of us try to, like, when you're mad, you don't want to explain to them what's going on.
Exactly, right?
So they don't know why you're mad or why you just ran the kitchen.
And I think that's just traditional.
It is.
Yeah, we definitely have.
We have to break that.
Yeah, exactly.
I want you to know why I'm mad and how I deal with my anger because we passed that
to our children. Right?
Yeah. This was he outside burning trees. Why? Because I just see his daddy.
Right.
You know.
Burning trees 3 years ago.
They only do what they see. So I do think being, even like parents, they don't have time to just be with their children. Sometimes I know work takes over. But 2019, 2020, all that to now has shown me that The world can change just like this.
Yeah.
Your job could fire you. Yeah. So if you do, I'm not knocking anybody that's been at their job for 30 plus years. I'm proud of you. And I'm proud that your job has allowed you to stay there. But make sure you're secure going forward.
Yeah. And make sure it's your calling.
Yes. I
mean, like, we're all here for a purpose. And if that's your purpose, then feel free to stay at the job 30 plus more years.
Ride it out.
But after that, you know, but yeah, well, after that, you know,
that's it. Like, I think teachers, that's the longest career ever. Like, you are needed. Like, we need you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I do police officers. I'm happy to see a lot of us are stepping up and being in, stepping in the, those positions. Because I think, and when I say us, I mean, like, open-minded people.
Yeah, yeah.
People who don't see color and they understand principles and they understand morals.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's what we need more of. Because we all know where policemen started. And if you don't know, go research it because it's not time to drop jewels and you right. But research what a, how a police officer even came into play. What is the definition of it? Where did it come from? And then you'll understand why they treat us how they treat us. Like that word, I don't know, maybe we need to throw it away and create a new one. It doesn't, we're not police, we're not protecting slaves no more. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're not capturing slaves. Yes. We're people who need protection from other people who may be harming us. And if I call you, I need to know that I'm good. Not you gonna harm me too.
Exactly.
So it's like, situation. What are we doing? Yeah. So we really have to reteach so many things. And I hope that mothers and fathers are helping their kids understand that we have gifts and we need to use them accordingly.
Yes, definitely.
Period.
Definitely. Speaking of gifts,
we
have a little game
today. Okay, yay!
Before we end tonight, I know it's a short episode, but we have a week. We discussed a lot of
them. We actually have. I hope we hear. Heal somebody.
Look, listen, okay? So, we good? We good? We good? All right. So, I'm going to hand you back your guitar.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. And how long have you been playing the guitar? I've been playing on and off for those 25.
So, real quick, guys, we are going to take a small break. And then we're going to come back with some amazing talent and a little game we love to play. Yeah, see you guys in a second.
Are we still live?
Always saying they're the greatest, that's a false set. From the ashes to the mountain peak top deck. You can say I'm 1-3 with a step back. Ball hard, so many doves, I lost track. People always saying they're the greatest, that's a false set. From the ashes to the mountain peak top deck. You can say I'm 1-3 with a step back. Ball hard, so many doves, I lost track. Started off with Westbrook, now the back of D Rose. Kyrie with the layup, AI with the three going in. Like Thomas in the fourth without five rings. Six assists, seven like I'm Melo, it's a done thing. Humble beginners like I'm Kobe, number 8 though. Never hate, she could be a 9 like Rondo. Get a pronto and chill with the Rosen on the 10th floor. I have a lot but I can get more. Complex is my mind state, man living my grind day. Big dreams, so everything I'm doing is grind day. Got Jabari with the ball, take a pick with my auntie. Turn Paul George, knew my flaws with Conte. To really understand, you have to look at their number. Oops, I'm innumerable, who are you to know? Don't need no cue to go, I'm in the studio because it's postseason. Okay, you rhyme, but I got reason. People always saying they the greatest, that's a false set. From the ashes to the mountain peak top deck. You can say I'm 1-3 with a step back. Ball hard, so many doves, I lost track. People always saying they the greatest, that's a false set. From the ashes to the mountain peak top deck. You can say I'm 1-3 with a step back. Ball hard, so many doves, I lost track. Going for the second ring, aiming for the three-peat. Gotta bring my A-game, others want a defeat. So I'ma get my 5 and you can get yours. And look at your pores, you nervous, I'm just opening doors. Reverse layup off the rim, I'm just hoping it scores. But if it comes off, better know I'm grabbing the board. We pass around the perimeter, just making it rain. Then I pointed to the crowd while they screaming my name. Telling coach he can keep me on the floor, can't need. down by two. Know them threes come easy. Sitting at the post, hand up, saying feed me. Clock winding down, get fouled, that's a freebie. Aiming for the greatest 2-3 on my jersey. A lot of people claim it, but they still not worthy. Play when I was young, found that I'm real worthy. Game 7 of the series, I just wanna raise a trophy. MVP, MVP. There's no wonder why these other artists envy me. How you miss a whole season due to injuries? Come back, thinking you can be the same old king. Check my stats, no, I gotta keep them high, falsetto. Dreams of the league on the court in the ghetto. Hit a ball, bounce in the gym as it echoes. Something like Carmelo, where I'm bringing back these medals. Ball of visions, know that I got a mission, know that I got ambition. So what is competition? I'm extraordinary talent that's hidden in composition. And whoever thinks I'm not in the top 5 is tripping. Ball of visions, know that I got a mission, know that I got ambition. So what is competition? I'm extraordinary talent that's hidden in composition. And whoever thinks I'm not in their top 5 is tripping. People always saying they the greatest, that's a false act. From the ashes to the mountain, P-top, yeah. You can say I'm 1-3 with a step back. Ball hard, so many dubs, I lost track. People always saying they the greatest, that's a false act. From the ashes to the mountain, P-top, yeah. You can say I'm 1-3 with a step back. Ball hard, so many dubs, I lost track.
Never mind.
We're good.
You're fine.
We're good.
And we're back.
And we are back, guys. Thank you guys for still with us. We're back on the Slow Burn. If you haven't had a chance, go check out our website at theslowburnradio.com. We have content up there. You can go, if you're an artist, you can go book for us. If you're a sponsor, you want to be a sponsor for the show, let us know. There's a form on there for that as well. We have a couple events coming out that
we would love
for you guys to come out to. So just stay tuned. All right. Right now, we're going to play a little game. It's called AK Says. We haven't come up with an official name for it, but we're going to call it that for today. But the Slow Burn says. So what we're going to do is...
Okay, we're a little nervous.
What we're going to do is we're going to give you 3 words, okay? And those 3 words, you have to come up with a song. Like, you have to use those 3 words in the song.
Okay.
Now...
Does it have to have a standard format?
No.
Okay.
We're going to give you 3 words.
So, okay, those 3 words are the only...
No, you don't have to. I mean, you just use those.
Make sure I use those. Okay.
Include those songs. Yeah. Or those, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so the first word is going to be camera.
So there's 3 different songs.
There's three different words.
3 different words within
you have to use in one song.
Okay, so camera's number one.
Camera's number one. Well, I always give you.
I'm going to choose that one.
Divine.
Wow,
okay.
I don't know where this is going.
This is a little, all right.
I didn't know
he
was going to use camera.
I
didn't
know. But you can make that work,
right?
I've seen some things happen, okay?
Camera, Divine. Okay, let's see what happens.
And then we'll give you the Mighty Slaughter. So he's Slaughter. So you have camera, Divine, and
Do we have a sticky note? I tend to, like, when I'm nervous, when I'm singing.
Yeah.
Okay. So camera, Slow Burn, Divine.
Okay. You can start whenever you feel is necessary.
I got this camera laying on me. What do I say? I've got no words. I've got this camera laying on me. Divine receiver. I've got no words. It's the slow burn. Slow burn, slow burn.
me. Oh, what I don't do they see? They say it's divine. But I say it's a lie. It's the slow burn. It's the slow burn. We've got these cameras on me. But is it the pacing?
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Girl. I don't know what I'm talking about. I didn't know it's you. I didn't know. You got something going
here. Yeah. She's like, I don't know how this is going to turn out. But girl, it turned out. Okay?
Thank you. I like that.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Like, the intro to Slow Burn. We're going to need you to get up in the studio and get out of here.
Look,
that
was like recording
because
I honestly don't remember what I was saying.
No,
we got you. We're going to post you up. Replay. She done made that song, y'all. I love it.
I love
that.
I love
it.
Slow burn.
Yes, I love it too.
It was
so beautiful.
I love Thank you.
That was great. Aww. So, real quick, do you have any inspirations?
Just my music?
Yeah.
Well, of course, we talked about mental health. Mm-hmm. That's one of my number one inspirations, is my struggle.
Okay.
I do have a passion for just uplifting people with my music. Like,
yes.
When I'm writing, I'm not only writing for myself, but I'm thinking about young girls that look like me, boys, right? That may be struggling or may not be able to express how they're feeling because it's not masculine, right? So I want to give them a voice, and I want them to see that it's okay. It's okay to be. It's okay to express your feelings. It's okay to say that, hey, I'm not okay. It's okay. So that's one of them. Of course, my relationship with God is very important to me, and we're constantly in communication. And so, So a lot of my songs are just inspired from me just talking about. And hey, why do I have to be depression? What's wrong with you, God? You know what I mean? I try to be honest, really. This is the best you could have done.
Bro, really?
But so we have these honest conversations, He's perfect. He knows exactly what he's doing. Mm-hmm. There's a purpose for it. But and then also I'm inspired by just people around me. I'm inspired by a lot of the social issues. That's another thing that I like to write about. Whether we're dealing with racism, whether we're dealing with poverty, there's just so many different social issues around us. And I do like to bring awareness to these social issues in my music. So those are, I guess, my three inspirations. But I love life because life hasn't always been glorious and it always hasn't been good to me. So on my good days, I want to enjoy it. So I'm inspired every moment of the day.
Authority. She sings with the same passion.
Yeah.
It's the same. I want to that. I am scared to tap into my bag of poems. But I'll just talk it. I'll just let y'all know how I feel. But once me and her really become twins for real, she's gonna help me channel
right
that what I have inside.
Yes.
Woo, I love it.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Thank you for coming. Thank you so much for coming.
Listen, I really do appreciate you stopping by. Mm-hmm. Your performance at the mental health
mental health. Oh, that's mental health.
It was,
your
performance.
That is so funny. Thank you.
It was. It stopped. And he was over there trying to do something with the what were you trying to put up some lights?
I was trying to put up some lights.
And I was just working
like,
the table.
I literally had to stop, and I was like,
we need her on the show. Grab her.
My everything.
Like, you stopped, like, you commanded attention.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what anybody was doing, they stopped and looked and paid attention
and
to what
you were
doing.
And you always tell the presence of a boss when they
yes!
step on the stage.
Yes!
Like,
I haven't always felt like a boss. Thank you. That's
yes,
good.
But you are embodying it. And you grabbed your guitar. I was like, yes!
Yeah.
She's giving, first of all, I said she was giving me NDR. We rather put me
oh,
started.
Yeah.
But literally, what I mean by that is that you captivate with your presence.
Oh, thank you.
And that is amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. Continue doing what you're doing.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes.
For
no problem.
Yeah.
You
this
guys,
was awesome.
Sorry. Do you guys have any, like, social media handles? Anybody
yeah.
Shout out?
So, I'm at Christiana Ekeke. So, let me get a pen.
Wait, girl.
What? So, at... Okay, so this is how I usually explain it. It's at Christian. Write out Christian. Add an extra A. And then my last name is E-K-E-K-E. I'm considering changing that because honestly, like, people's eyes get crossed when they're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
But it's at Christiana Ekeke. I also have a YouTube. It's C Ekeke Music. C-E-K-E-K-E Music. And I'm also on Facebook under the same name. Okay.
Right, nice.
Well, you guys, if you don't know, I have a Free Your Journey podcast as well. Please follow me there. We are talking about mental health awareness
mm-hmm.
this month. I'm also, I have created a Tap In series this month where we're talking about just moments that make you, hey, you know, think like, okay, maybe this is why I was created. Maybe this is my purpose.
Yeah,
so
true.
If you guys can listen to me on Anchor, the link is in my bio or Free Your Journey on Instagram. You can also follow me on Facebook. And also, I follow me as sponsored by Roe. If you guys are interested in getting some marketing and promo work, I look forward to seeing you.
All right, guys, and don't forget to go to our website. There's no subscription. You literally just go there, check it out. We'll have some things up in our shop pretty soon.
Yes.
We'll have more artists on our page for you guys to view and check out. Don't forget to check out this lovely lady's Instagram page, her music. Support her. Support everyone.
Yes.
Like, just be loving.
Shout out
to
other babies, too.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget to follow Trippy Treehouse. That is my studio production guru page, business. It's everything. It's me. It's literally me.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah.
Man, Trippy Treehouse. Like, I don't know if I should explain that. But, thank you guys for watching this Slow Burn. And we'll see you guys next Friday.
Next Friday.
That was so much fun.
Yes! I enjoyed it.
That was so awesome. Yeah, thank you for having me. It was fun.
Thank you so much for having me.
These things up and back.